Quick reminder that a custom home begins with a dedicated builder. Wilson Homes meets that challenge. They provide quality craftsmanship for a quality home and a quality life. Visit them online at WilsonHomesNC.com. Phoenix have got work this weekend starting Sunday in Washington, D.C. You made an advanced trip, though, yesterday and went up and visited in College Park to see one of the former Phoenix and Simon Wright, who's a part of the Maryland Terrapin Group, getting a walk-on and a grad school degree in clinical psychology sciences. Tyler Sebring in Boston on Saturday to watch the win. You had a chance to visit with Simon yesterday. You've gone to see Ike play. This is a program that's a big deal for you and the program. This is not a four-year. This is a 40-year deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Simon's our guy. Had that in mind for a while. I saw on the calendar, you know, try to get up there and have me playing Ohio State, you know, where I was, and have a lot of deeper relationships too. And my son, you know, Simon, Ohio State, all those mean the world to him. And just to get him in the car, and actually he doesn't want to spend as much time with me these days, being 17. So get him in the car. We could talk some ball, talk some college. We need to start thinking along those lines. So it was a great day, especially after the two wins. And it was great to see Simon. Love that guy so much. And he may try to join us some in D.C. this weekend before they make their road trip. Yep. But, yeah, this program is about the players. And you know, it's always neat for me to meet guys I haven't coached. And I got to continue to do an even better job of that. But for Tyler to feel a part of that win on Saturday and spend time with him afterwards was great. And, you know, absolutely, Elon's such a special place. And you know, we're fortunate to recruit really special young men that you just want to, you know, you're fortunate to be a part of their lives.
Before the Phoenix get started on Sunday evening, a special night on Saturday night for many, including yourself, the final home game in Cameron for Coach K as the Tar Heels will visit. ACC Network starts a feature on Friday night with many former players to document the five decades. They ran a cut this morning with Jay Williams talking about the impact of Coach K off the floor for him. I know you. And, Coach, the number that stands out, the other nine head coaches in college basketball who are former players or staff think the world of what he's meant off the floor.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best. Yeah. We got some Carolina fans here in attendance. He's the best. He's the best. Now, I think everybody knows what a great basketball coach he is, but the person, the man he is, the heart he has. I mean, a lot of times, you know, people don't know everything he does. Obviously, MLUK Center, but what he does for Duke Hospital, what he did for me and my family, how much he takes care of you when you are a part of his family, part of his staff. Like, he's the best. And, you know, just really fortunate to everything, you know, I've been fortunate to be a part of so much of this profession and my life is, you know, I'm thankful to him. And hope he can finish this season the right way. And his impact at Duke, but his impact on college basketball could be stronger.
25 seconds left at the CQ in North Baltimore. Towson in front by 12, 69-57. It appears that it'll be UNCW and Elon on Sunday night at 6 p.m., the Phoenix and Seahawks splitting the regular season. We'll talk details on Sunday just before the tap, because there's always an excitement in March.
Oh, yeah. March is the best. First of all, the weather starts to get warmer. You know, it's been a tough winter by our standards. I'm not much for cold weather. But, yeah, March is the best. And that's what we're, you know, that's what our program's built to do, is just try to have success in March. There's extra buzz. There's, you know, goosebumps, everything you want to say. It's just that time of the year. It's really special. And we're excited to play whoever. You know, we're just excited to be competing. We're excited we kind of did make a step to play three games, not four. And we're just excited to work hard, know who we're playing now, and get ready for Sunday at 6.
As always, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
That's head coach Mike Trage as we close down Elon Basketball Live for the final time on a Monday night. Quick reminder, designed for the working professional, the Elon MBA offering flexible part-time options on its campuses in Elon and the RTP. Complete in as little as 21 months or at your own pace, and take your life to the next level. Learn more at elon.edu/MBA. And our good friends at Neal Sports Medicine want you to know that if you're looking to get back in tip-top shape, or if you're a weekend warrior with an agony injury that keeps you on the sideline, then get back in the game. Duke Sports Medicine, and the name of the Phoenix Trust on game day, and Dr. Lee Deal, 919-471-9622. Visit the website, dealsportsmedicine.com, and go Phoenix. For the head coaches, and Coach Smith and Coach Strage, for Aisha James and for Zach Irvin, I'm Taylor Durham. We'll talk to you Sunday afternoon, 5:30 courtside from Washington, D.C., quarterfinal round of the CAA tournament. Until then, this has been Elon Basketball from Learfield.